all dressed up with somewhere to go, namely under. Get as comfy as you can. Your body situated, listening, dreaming of what I might do to you, what I've already done, what I always find a way to do. I've missed you, and I've missed letting some things take you over, take you under, letting my own impulses take me over, and each and both of us together. Going to a place where we understand the trappings of trance are more than just trappings, that you are bound to the things you wear, the things that symbolize service and submission, but also exploration and the equality of dynamics. There is a dynamic between us, you listening, I thinking all day of just what I will do, just what I will spin across your consciousness, precisely what I can let into your brain. And there's places, you're probably in one right now, places that gather energy and potential and thought and power and the thrumming focus of my voice on your brain, of my fingers down your spine, of my control in your system. Places that tell your brain now is the time to get out of the way, get out of her way, get out of your own way, and let yourself just have it my way for a little while. A little while across your consciousness where my words are everything and your resonant obedience is the only thing you can get enough of a foothold on, enough purchase on to stand upon. A dark place inside your mind, because what we're going to deal with today is dark, shining, slick, mind-numbing. There, in a place where every thought, every idea, every little ray of light hits a dark, shining, reflective surface, the latex of the mind leaking down, the slow, delicate coating. Oh, there are so many wonderful things wrapped up in latex, like you, for example, but also concepts and ideas and fetishes that we acquire, ideas that we bounce around inside our heads. When you first see shining latex, you might not necessarily understand its powerful potential to control you. But as you think about all the things bound up in latex, you, for example, pet, but also depersonalization, control, the shiny reflective surface of something other. When my mind roves, as it does, and I'm sure yours does too, to otherworldly entities, to dark things from beyond the spaces we inhabit, that might reach across and with their overly complex influence and motivations, caress your ordinary thoughts away, replace them with something disjointed and strange and wonderful and beautiful, the field without stars, the shattering brilliance of a mind laid bare before a slow, corrupting latex deluge. Well, when I think of entities from another place, I often think of them as having some dark, coated, slick, mind-numbing tendril, something they might reach out with and caress you. Might reach out and numb your mind, leaving only your body encased, caressed, turned to some fell, otherworldly, dark, distant purpose, which nonetheless includes in it the promise of divine, otherworldly pleasure for you. A pleasure you could get nowhere else, a pleasure contained simply in a caress, and maybe when such a thing were done with you, you caught in the throb and thrum of its alien sentience, its control and confinement, its focus upon you, the connection between you, you might find that memories of it are too complex, too otherworldly, too four-dimensional to hold in a three-dimensional brain, and you might be left only with the physical trappings. Some bracelet, some glove, some entire garment, left behind, captured, captivated, there in twinkling, blissful, constant, smooth, touchable, slightly sticking, rubbered latex form. Some touch, some caress of an otherworldly entity, a thing otherwise and divine, exalted, elevated, a thing and entity that enters into, touches, caresses, encases, enwraps, enfolds, enmeshes. My words, the drumbeat throb. Think with me for a moment of other places, of other times and worlds beyond the vistas of our own. You know a three-dimensional small world, you know, a world of limits but also of splendid pleasures, a world where you set aside a space and it becomes now, for me, a black latex domain, a containing, confining place. A bubble upon which you might caress a world normally set apart, a world on the other side of the wall. And if an entity from elsewhere, an entity higher, exalted, able to speak across that boundary, to whisper its influence into your brain, were to speak, what might it feel like? What might it sound like? Would it come across like ordinary speech? Or would it maybe drumbeat down into the core of you, to a place that is primal and old and recognizes certain universal truths, that this is a tinkling song from above, from beyond a wall that you needn't climb or scale, a cross-section of a voice more complex, of a word and a phrase and a constant drumbeat that is in you, has always been in you, has always been unpalpable until now, when you have a finger upon it, a finger on the pulse of the world and the pulse of the voice from above that comes down and caresses across consciousness and skin, across body and brain, across objects as well, leaving some dark latex crystalline consciousness in the objects you wear, which are already most fit to receive it, all dressed up, with somewhere to go, across boundaries, into another place, to hear the throbbing drumbeat, the rhythm percussive on the back of your head, singing and speaking pleasure, a language of pleasure, because your body, with its limited senses, can only perceive this warm, welcoming, vibrant constancy from above as pleasure, as euphoria, as a suspension of your body. Your body is being used by something stronger, darker, more constant and sublime, something that says to you, yes, this is the certainty of the world. You wear what you wear, you are as you are, you run your fingers across a latex caress, across a surface that is closest to the entity that extends, a tendril you cannot see but can feel in every fiber of your being, a tendril of voice and word and blood and muscle and pleasure and constant thrumming drumbeats that go to the core of you, the rhythm of you. Any time there is music, it is some small component of that darker, higher thing reaching across, reaching with tendrils of inky latex smoothness, reaching with potential and with sublime, divine focus and desire, focus and fixation. You are the subject of a fixation that fills you with pleasure, like the amperage of pleasure and electricity and joy running into you is being turned up, given to you by something four-dimensional, trying to translate its words into your three-dimensional frame, into your mind, and there's just too much, too much in your mind does a factory reset to try and contain, to try and clear out more data space, to try and let in more of the message from beyond, from above, that comes in dark, caressing, slick, simple latex, teaching you a lesson. The lesson of sensation. The lesson of touch, of the caress of something divine, perfect, more than, more powerful than, more informative, instructive, potent. Your desire to feel it means your mind is willing to clear all other things, willing to devise away all the things that get in the way, willing to take you, who's all dressed up, to the place you're dressed for, the dark surface on the other side, the place where every voice, every touch, every caress coming from a mind and an intellect focused upon you is sublime, is divine, is a pleasure you would don full latex and breathe deep and let yourself go for, because the knowledge and the message across the medium of that dark inky contact is enough to teach you more about yourself and more about this world, which is larger than you have thought of. You standing there in the inky catacomb, the dark, black, wonderful pleasure of your hypnotic space within, of your divine listening, and there is a rhythmic voice which flows fast and incomprehensible, deluges your senses, and comes just a little bit quicker than you would think it would be able to, that comes just a little bit more divinely, more inspiredly, more completely than you thought it would be able to, and overrides all else, and you feel it, the kneeling submission of a mind overwhelmed, a mind laid bare and left here for me to reach out for, that voice from elsewhere, that touch from across to reach out, caress, rob, and steal in pleasured, welcome ways, welcoming me in, throwing open the door, letting the drumbeat rhythm of constant more, more, more follow and fall across your mind, your eyes, your perceptions, your body, the accoutrement of latex divinity, of pleasure, of caressing tendrils, gripping, binding, pinning, teaching you that your body's sensations are just one more way to hack it, just one more way to spin the dials and open the safe and open the vault and let me in, let my voice in, let my mind in, you overwhelmed by sensation, despite the sensation, only coming down in a voice from above, a small piece of oration for your mind, drumming across your senses, your nerves, teaching you those little worships, those tiny, corrupting, teasing, sensitive thoughts that live inside your head that awaken the part of you that is closest to that other world, closest to that fetish and desire, that teaching, that lesson, that constant throb, drumbeat need that comes from wherever your body contacts latex, sensation and touch, touch and divine release, relief, letting go, letting me spin the tumblers, hack your body with sensation, the evocation of sensation, the reminder, the memory, inside the memory of your body, the memory core holds on to so much information, encoded as chemicals and nerve endings, and memory itself is but chemical, it is manipulatable, it is calculable, it is touchable, and if something from above were to see you, see your three-dimensional space being perceived by something above and exalted, raised up, elevated, looking across the world walls, looking diagonally into the world, into the places where you intersect, and your wearing of latex creates a pool of light for this higher form to let it find you in the scrum and the cross-section of what to it looks to be a flat and less developed, less complete world, and it might reach down for the things of latex you wear, its voice might drum into your head, and if the tendril of that entity above and exalted and apart and made of shining latex brilliance reached out and touched your body and brain, remember what I said about memory, about experience being calculable, being chemical, being manipulable? What if its touch on the world did not create sensation or scent or sound, created in your mind instead a memory? You exist one moment in an empty room. Something reaches across from another place, another time, another extension of self, another extension of you. Something compassionate and desirous that wants you to feel good. Something before which you are safe. For all its alien intention, for all its otherworldly touch, for all the way it seems to reach into the core of you and understand what primally makes you you and makes you yearn for dark, shining, depersonalizing, hypnotic, glimmering latex in the first place, it reaches down from that other place and touches the body, which is clad in that garment that so much reminds this other presence of itself. One moment you sit there, and there is nothing in your head that would hint at such a thing. It touches you, and then, inside your mind forms the memory, the chemical chains linking themselves as if a voice were talking to you constantly. But because your brain is going to receive this information the way a computer might receive a data file, you receive the sudden onrush of pleasure, 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 lesson, learning, latex, fetish, desire, throbbing. You receive it all at once and it arrives in your head faster, faster than a normal person would talk to you. It arrives in your consciousness a little bit faster, sped up to some faster variable, a quickening that comes of the computer-like interface of this fourth-dimensional tendril reaching out and stroking your mind itself and leaving behind chemicals, pairs of chemicals, encoding, acids, salts, all the things that make your brain and body able to think, I have just experienced 20 minutes of divine, throbbing, focused, fetishy latex desire. I have just experienced a long, laden, mindless, throbbing, musical, lyrical, metered, sometimes inescapable Knowledge. A packet of knowledge from above arriving that way. You unzip it in your mind and it seems to arrive in words and cadence and snaps and pops and drips and drops and ways that you can feel sensation as well. Your nerve endings are responding. All memory is a chemical change. All memory is a caress. And something might reach down and sketch a memory into you as easily as you might reach across and draw a figure on paper. A four-dimensional entity reaching down to the three-dimensional you and caressing a memory into you. Or if we want to get a little more dirty, fucking it into your mind, spreading you, spread as you are, and thrusting ideas in, memories in, so that once they're there, you've always had them, even if the time to pass was actually only an instant, the instant it took for a long latex tendril from beyond to reach across and caress your mind. And leave the dark latex-laden, corrupted space inside, now made pristine and new, now made filled with a greater appreciation that there is a divinity, a purity, a refreshment, a revitalization, an invigoration in the simplest of latex wear. And the more you touch, the more easily you're targeted by those impulses, those caresses, that beat and meter, poetry and rhyme, constancy and desire, pleasure and throbbing, throbbing, dripping consciousness that is able to reach across and slickly caress your brain. Leaving a memory behind as we might leave a signature, leaving behind a time that never physically existed but mentally oh so definitely did. And you lost inside of it, you lost to it, you drumming and dripping and drilling down in your brain to let new awareness wash across, fucked and spread, left dripping and wanting, the latex on your body feeling more a heated part of the ecosystem and body of you, you aroused and thrilling, hot and dripping, drooling away consciousness to make room for something too complex to understand, to make room for something a little higher up, a little deeper down, that talks to the primal you, the drumbeat of your soul that you're seldom aware of, that moves to a beat you're never quite sure of. Washing across you, filling your consciousness, drumming into you, leaving you laying there with a new panting appreciation for every caress of latex on your body. If you reach out and touch it, your eyes roll back and you remember the way a memory was planted in you, the curiously pleasurable sensation of your mind being fucked out by a tendril from beyond, or was it a voice from elsewhere? Was it my voice from elsewhere? Drumming and deepening, filling you quicker than normal, filling the cue, filling the way into your mind, filling the gaps, filling the doorway, filling you and fucking and stretching a mind laid open, laid bare, laid ready, ideas and thoughts from above and beyond washing in dark inky latex divinity, the joy of you falling under, realizing there will always be another word for you to find, always another drumbeat for you to follow, always another throb, 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 drip and drop and sink and stop and think only of what is given to you in the long, slow, seductive, sinking, deepening, mind-numbing, body-pleasuring, spasming, arching need. See latex in your mind, associate it with this deep place, see that dark, rubbery texture, that curious smoothness, everything from scent to sensation. See how it is as close as we can come with our minds, as you can come with your mind. To that divinity, that touch, that otherworldly thing, that caress, that deep, dark, wonderful, urging, yearning, blankness, worship inside your head that says you are already wearing parts of what you already should be worshipping and turning your mind toward, your dedication toward, a small fetishistic enhancement where every time you touch, think, sink, desire, need, crave, caress, experience, want. Every time you want that latex touch, that right wearing, that right garment, that targeting for something above that might do who knows what to you or with you. Those wants form a connected trail, a trail of memories born in this one memory, which was not your own, but was given to you, caressed across you, a new memory planted inside you that will live in you, pleasurably symbiotic. The knowledge that dark, inky latex just brings you comfort, just brings you pleasure from a higher plane, pleasure from a place apart, pleasure from a dimension above that you can feel in your bones and in your mind and in the primal drumbeat, meter, rhyme, measure, music, constant throbbing of you and I caught up Here, in this interpreted packet, this message for your mind, where you can always find another word to hinge onto, another word to lock onto, another word to put inside your head, and it just makes all the experience of latex that much more pleasurable as you learn, laying there, that when you go to bed, when you awaken, when you experience the world, there is some world of fetish and desire and hypnosis and control out there waiting to take control of you again and again, to touch you, and it'll always be able to find you, the pleasure of this trance, the euphoria, the blankness, the way you twitch and squirm and ache will always be able to find its way into your head. As long as you wear the right targets, as long as you deliberately make yourself up into the expression of desire for this feeling, this throbbing, this blankness, this feeling of being apart, being drugged with only word, only data packet, only message. Only one caress was enough to form this memory in your mind, and though you now experience it spread out, when you later think back to it, you'll find yourself wondering, did that really happen, or was it just a moment that got planted? Is it just a seed for you to water, to nourish, to feed, a fetish to feed, a desire, and what are you really feeding, and what are you really listening to, and do these words really ever happen, or is this just the memory fabricated and altered of these words washing across your brain? Are these the precise words you heard? If you were truly entrained, truly caressed, truly taught, truly drummed down, truly caught in the amnesiac, aphrodisiac, anesthetic lust of it all, then wouldn't the caress of that tendril make it impossible to truly get through these words, which after all are the words about which your memory fixates, and really be sure of what happened? Wouldn't it be impossible to be certain? Impossible to be anything except grateful for the caress, yearning, fetishizing, mind turning to dark, inky, controlling, confining, latex joy. I don't need to teach it, I don't need to train it, these words don't need to embed it. Your consciousness has already embedded the urging feedback loop of wanting to explore just what will happen if you make latex caress the shining, dark manifestation of something other, something exalted, something upraised. If you make it a part of your life every day, more and more, and garments and accoutrement, if you stare at a latex-clad partner or figure or object of focus or even yourself in the mirror, wouldn't you lick your lips and feel your arousal blaze out of all control? That's what I've done to you. That's what I've done with you. That's what these words will continue to do to you, because they live in your brain now as a memory. And we both know trying to put a specific mind-numbing, brain-catching earworm of a song, a word, a phrase, a poem, a drum beat in the depth of your soul, trying to put it out of your head, is useless. It only reinforces it. As this bubble of memory, this urging toward the dark, inky, beautiful surface, see it in your mind, of latex desire, is going to grow and grow, overtake and overwhelm, teach and instruct in your blank brain until it thinks only of the joy of working latex into your healthy, enjoyable fetishes elsewhere, and seeing how enhanced they become, how everything's a little bit better with that shining, hypnotic, drawing, teaching, blank, black, dark otherness that is tied to another world, tied to another space, tied to an urge and memory and the pearl of desire that lives inside your deep breathing, sweating, heated, aroused brain. Dwells there now. You let me turn the tumblers. You let me evoke sensation and sight and desire and a fetish you already had in order to open the vault. And I walked inside and I placed one pearl of fetishistic instruction down there, one memory, one packet, one parcel, one teaching. You've been taught, trained, and your mind is fucked open, left blank and gaping and empty except for that desire. Oh, thoughts will find their way back. But by then it'll be too late. I already made a deposit in your mind. I already left the memory there, left the implanted, symbiotic, fetishistic, desirous, pleasurable, euphoric, paradise-inducing pleasure of tentacular caress, of that dark latex presence, of that dream, or was it a fantasy, or was it reality and this is the dream? It doesn't matter, because your brain has already got the memory in there, and what we contain in our memories, well, what you contain mine and yours anyway, is permanent and part of us and left there, and trying to put it out of your head would just make the dark, inky black powerful, euphoric, fetishized, fetishistic, life-enhancing, life-affirming, dark latex coverings, all the more powerful inside your waiting, stretched, fucked, trained, conditioned, assisted, symbiotic mind. You have learned a lesson that comes from another place, and like so many things found in other places, you have taken it home and put it on a shelf, without thinking of its provenance, without thinking of what it might do to you, for you, with you. A voice, a word, and now, a memory, forever.